It is January 2nd, 2026, a far cry from January 1st last year. Conversations are underway about the best way to remember the victims of the New Year's Day terrorist attack on Bourbon Street right here in New Orleans in the French Quarter. An ISIS-inspired maniac put together some improvised explosive devices, put them in coolers, ran his truck down Bourbon Street trying to hit as many people as he could, got in a gunfight with police and was thankfully put down quickly. But we're not talking about him. We're talking about the victims and their families today. And joining me on the line right now is Joey DeFatta, who is a member of the newly impaneled French Quarter Terrorism Attack Memorial Commission. Joey, welcome to the show. Thanks for making time today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the sort of origin story of this commission. I know the governor just put out a press release a few days ago, but surely it's been in the works longer than that.
Yes, it has. Actually, I would say maybe within maybe 5 or 6 weeks after the event, the governor put together a group of people to create a task force to create a permanent memorial for the victims of this horrid attack. So that's what we're in the process of doing now. We usually meet monthly and discuss that there are several of the families of the victims and several residents and business owners on the task force here in the French Quarter.
I see. And tell us about what the journey has been like in terms of, you know, pulling interested parties together. Who's on this commission? You know, what does each person bring to the table? And as a team, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, obviously, we would like to create a memorial that will let folks know what happened here and to let people know that we lost so many lives and actually so many people were injured in this event also. And I would think at this point, we're discussing maybe a twofold approach, one at the head of Canal Street and Bourbon, maybe some type of plaque, memorial, or something that would let folks know what and where it happened. And then in a more quieter place and maybe a place where folks can reflect in the French Quarter, a permanent memorial that will show our, you know, I guess our feelings for what happened to our people.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, is the goal of a permanent memorial to, I mean, obviously we're going to replace the second line in the sky, right? The sort of banners that are currently hanging over Bourbon Street, those are coming down on January 18th.
Yeah.
And so they're,
from what I understand, that was temporary. Mm-hmm. But the task force is, our group is going to put together a recommendation to the governor and I'm assuming to the to the Bucharest Commission, all the folks who are concerned, a more permanent memorial to memorialize these folks who gave up their lives and the folks who were basically injured and permanently injured in this event.
I've got to guess, Joey, that the meetings at this stage are mostly sort of administrative processes. I don't know. Is there a plan to commission an artist or a group of artists to bring you design ideas that then the commission votes on, or how does this go from vision to reality?
Well, that's just it. Right now, it's in the vision stage. We're collecting different folks' vision of what it should be and where it should be. And then we'll put that together as the task force, and I'm sure we'll make a presentation to the governor for the permanent memorial and actually the memorial at the canal in Bourbon to show where the event actually started mm-hmm. and happened.
I see. Okay, interesting. And what is the timeline here? We got to be talking about months, years. Is it still pretty open-ended? We don't know.
Well, I think the governor had given us an opportunity to try to have something by mid-year of 2026, and I doubt that'll be, you know, feasible. We're going to take mm-hmm. a little bit longer. We want to make sure that when we do this, we do it right. We've looked at some areas around the country that have memorials, and we're trying to put together something that fits New Orleans and lets the whole country and the whole world know what happened here in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my run-up to this conversation, Joey, before we got you on, I highlighted what I think is important to do, which is to create a memorial that, you know, invites joy, invites, you know, participation, but also, of course, you know, is honorary and demands stillness and some sort of solitude. How do you create a memorial that is distinctly in New Orleans that manages to do both of those things?
Well, I think just by the nature of New Orleans, people who live here, born and raised here, even folks who come and visit, We're a society, we celebrate the life. We have the second line usually after someone is buried. We celebrate their lives. And that's what we're going to try to accomplish here, is to show the world that these folks lived and they were wonderful people and they're gone now. So you want a place that sort of does both, gives you a place to have a little solitude and reflect on their life, but also the joy of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. I think so. How involved are the families and like you said, the people who were injured but survived their injuries? How involved are those people in these conversations at this point?
Very much so. We have several of the parents of the deceased people. We have quite a few of the actual people who were injured on the task force.
Great.
So everybody's given their, I guess, their feeling on what it could be. And we will come to a real great opportunity for this memorial. I truly believe that because everyone is so intent on making this the best it can be.
Have some of the families and the survivors of the attack, have they told you specifically what they want or they don't want out of this memorial? Are you able to share some of that with us?
Yeah, some of the folks are pretty outspoken. There was a couple that were in one of the meetings, and you know, sometimes if you look in the French Quarter, you have these brass plaques that are on the ground that indicate a site of a certain, you know, home or when it was built. And a lot of folks say, well, they didn't want people walking on that. And I can understand that. I wouldn't want that either. So we're looking at all the options, maybe something that's higher up where people can read names. Like I said, we're still in the vision process at this point, and we're going to take all of these visions of all of the folks and try to come up with one or two opportunities to create this memorial.
Okay, great, Joey. Let's kind of fast forward to a place where everybody on the task force, the commission, has agreed on what they want. Perhaps there's a design in place, funding is in place. What sort of constraints are you anticipating you might run into in terms of where this memorial will fit into the built environment? You know, you have to deal with historic preservation, security, I think about crowd flow, and you have to do all that in a way that still honors and elevates the memorial itself. How are you seeing into the crystal ball? What obstacles do you think you might run into in that regard?
Well, obviously, there will be the Vieux-Carré Commission will get involved because they're in charge of the historic district. But also, we have the governor, the lieutenant governor. The city council is going to be involved in this. The local state representative is on our task force. So we're going to have a lot of folks that can help us navigate these restrictions, if there are any, and whatever locations and how we can get to that. I feel very confident that the governor and lieutenant governor have put together a great group of people with the families of the victims and some of the injured person, people who are on the task force. And we will come to a really great opportunity to let the rest of the country know what happened here.
Mm-hmm. And how is this going to be funded? Is this public money, private money, a mix?
I believe it's going to be a mix. I think that that's still in process right now to be determined. I'm sure the state is going to come up with some funding, and I'm sure there'll be lots of foundations that would like to be part and parcel of putting this together. You know, we have lots of folks in this country who are dedicated to preserving our way of life, and this is one aspect of preserving our way of life, is to memorialize the bad thing that happened and how sad it was that it happened here in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So when it's all in place and it's all, you know, thoroughly integrated with whatever part of the, you know, French Quarter it's in, what do you hope that people feel when they visit this memorial? What do you hope they understand?
Well, first, I hope that they can understand the pain of the folks who lost a family member and understand the folks who were maimed by this sad, sick individual. And then from that, to learn that we have to work more diligently throughout the whole world to stop things of this nature. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope that the reflection of this gives us the sadness of what happened with the hope of the future of it not happening again.
My guest is Joey DeFatta, a member of the French Quarter Terrorism Attack Memorial Commission. Joey, anything else you want our audience to know before we let you go?
Yes, I would like them to know that this is going to be a very great opportunity for the city of New Orleans to show how we felt when this happened to us, and to let the families of the victims and the folks who were injured know that this whole community is in unison with them. We feel their pain, and we want to make sure that the rest of the world understands the pain they went through.
Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to seeing what your work yields, Joey, because there are so many great memorials around the world to, you know, assorted atrocities or terror attacks. I mean, I think specifically of, you know, the 9/11 memorial in New York City, the pool with all the names on the bricks, and the Holocaust memorial in Berlin. If you've ever had a chance to visit, you know anything about that. It is, I mean, it's just got an energy about it. It's just a sort of electricity in the air that just evokes these feelings inside that make you think, you know, the world is bigger than me and I should act accordingly and I should remember what happened. And, you know, I just
well, that's what we're hoping to accomplish here, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we want. We want people, when they see it and feel it and understand what happened. And I think that the group of folks that was assembled by the governor will make that happen. I have to say, I'm thoroughly impressed with everyone that's on the commission. Everyone works well together, and it's in a real vein of cooperation and love.
I love this, Joey. I think, and I'm going to wrap up here soon, but I just kind of got into a tear in my head about how, you know, architecture matters, and what we put into the built environment really matters. And it's so interesting to me how, you know, just a wall, something that's just stone and granite, you know, something like the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, you can't help but look at that and really feel something. And I'm just fascinated by the kind of science of that, if you could call it science at all. So I'm so excited to see what you guys come up with, and we'll all be paying close attention as this moves on.
Well, we are too, and I have to say, everyone on the task force works diligently to make this happen, and I have no doubt that this will be one of the best memorials in our country. Sad to say it has to be here in New Orleans, and sad to say we had to lose so many folks and so many people injured to be able to have a memorial. It is sad.
Yeah. Joey DeFatta, thank you so much for your time, your work, and your way. Give my best to the rest of the commission, and we'll speak with you again at a later date.
Yes, the opportunity to express how we feel and what we'd like to see done for our folks.
Yes, sir. All right. Keep up the good work, Joey. Thank you so much. If you want to react to anything you just heard, perhaps share some reflections on the attack or share some ideas for the memorial, you can call or text me on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We'll be right back. I'm Ian Hoke on WWL.